This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 83 for Thursday, October 1st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is steady to lower Thursday morning, seeing a correction after yesterday's rally. Canola is steady to down a dollar, November unchanged at $520.40 per ton. Early declines in Chicago soy oil and a firm tone in the Canadian dollar this morning did weigh a bit on the values, causing crush margins to soften. Seasonal harvest pressure was another feature, with relatively favorable weather allowing for good progress across most of the prairies. However, yesterday's rally was constructive from a chart standpoint, and that's providing underlying support. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both higher, but wheat is down slightly. Soybeans are up 3 cents in the November contract at $10.26 per bushel. After posting sharp gains yesterday, activity is a bit more subdued, though. U.S. soybean stocks as of September 1st of 523 million bushels were down 42% on the year and at the lower end of trade expectations. That sparked yesterday's rally and remained supportive today. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 2.6 million tons topped expectations and were also supportive. However, China's Golden Week holiday is underway, and that's tempering some export demand. Good Midwestern harvest weather also weighed on soy prices. Corn futures, they are also seeing follow-through buying after yesterday's gains. December up 4 cents at $3.83 per bushel. Yesterday's tighter-than-expected U.S. corn stocks estimate remained supportive, with today's weekly export sales of just over 2 million tons, adding to the firm tone. Wheat, meanwhile, is mostly lower on ideas yesterday's gains were overdone. Chicago wheat down 2 cents in the December contract at $5.76 per bushel. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in December at $5.36 per bushel. But Kansas City wheat a bit firmer, up 0.75 cents in December at $5.10.5. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 500,000 tons were at the higher end of trade expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, October 1st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.